Hello, I'm Father Joe Rocha, the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 62. O life so dull and monotonous, how many treasures you contain! When I look at everything with the eyes of faith, no 2 hours are alike, and the dullness and monotony disappear. The grace which is given me in this hour will not be repeated in the next. It will be given me again, but it will not be the same grace. Time goes on, never to return again. Whatever is enclosed in it will never change. It seals with a seal for eternity. Father Sopochko must be well loved by God. I say this because I myself have experienced how much God defends him at certain moments. When I see this, I rejoice greatly that God has such chosen ones. 1929, the trip to Calvary. When I came to Vilnius for 2 months to replace a sister who had gone for her third probation, Sister Peter, who worked in the kitchen, I stayed a little longer than 2 months. One day, Mother Superior, Irene, wanting to give me a bit of pleasure, gave me permission to go, together with another sister, to Calvary to walk the paths, as they say. I was delighted. Although it was not very far, it was Mother Superior's wish that we should go by boat. That evening, Jesus said to me, "I want you to stay home." I answered, "Jesus, everything is ready for us to leave tomorrow morning. What am I to do now?" The Lord answered, "This trip will be harmful to your soul." I replied to Jesus, "You can find a way out. Arrange things in such a way that your will may be done." At that moment, the bell announced the time for sleep. I gave Jesus a parting glance and went to my cell. Next morning, the weather was beautiful, and my companion was filled with joy at the prospect of the great pleasure we would have in getting to see everything. But as for me, I was sure we would not go, even though there were no obstacles so far. We were to receive Holy Communion earlier and leave right after the Thanksgiving. But during the time of communion, all of a sudden, the weather changed. Clouds covered the sky, and the rain came down in torrents. Everyone was astounded at such a sudden change in the weather. Mother Superior said to me, "I'm so very sorry. You cannot go, sisters. I answered, "Dear Mother, it doesn't really matter that we cannot go. It was God's will that we stay home." However, no one knew that it was Jesus' express desire that I stay home. I spent the whole day in recollection and meditation, thanking the Lord for having kept me home. That day, God granted me many heavenly consolations. When St. Faustina speaks of the dullness and monotonousness of life, I think of young people who often loudly proclaim that everything is boring. But the problem, as St. Faustina points out, is failing to see with the eyes of faith. For instance, some might think that the Holy Mass is boring, but we don't see the graces involved. St. Augustine once said that our whole task in life is to heal the eye of our heart so that we can see God. In other words, recognize God in all of the ordinary things of life and in especially the extraordinary things like the Mass. When Padre Pio celebrated Mass, it wasn't boring. He was caught up in the Paschal mystery of Christ. His superiors sometimes had to nudge him to finish, otherwise he'd stay in ecstasy forever. Then, St. Faustina, in this passage, wanted to take a trip to Calvary, which was a shrine near Vilnius with a number of chapels dedicated to the Lord's Passion. St. Faustina surrenders her will to Jesus' will. She is content with whatever Jesus wants. We don't know why the trip would have been harmful to her soul, but we can learn from this. We need to detach ourselves from our desires and our plans and surrender ourselves to Jesus' plan. That is the path to true happiness. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.